such a manly man, talking about getting my oil changed the other day. Started out at $39.95, had a little coupon, got it down to like $35, and then he's like, well, if you do this, it'll only be $112 and your vehicle won't explode.
Yeah, insane. Absolute fake news.
And they wanted to get me to even get a tire rotation, too. It's like, they don't need to be rotated. Not yet. Like, you do that every, like, 5 or 10, I believe. But I'm like, come on, guys. Quit trying to rip me off here. So we're looking for people that can drop some knowledge and explain things. Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now, 100.9 on Facebook. Live the Web Girl. What do we got?
Timothy says, Joe, go to CarX. All you have to do is bring non-perishable food items, and it's $19.95. I've never paid more than that. They also have coupons on their website.
Coupons?
Bring us food and we'll do that for you? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, exactly. And then Electa says, first time I went to get my oil changed by myself, I fell for that crap, and they got the synthetic oil in my car. The next time I went, they told me I could never go back to regular. What a ripoff.
Once you go synthetic, you can't go back.
That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to screw your car up so that maybe once you put that oil in, you can't ever go back to the other, and then you always have to pay more for oil changes. But see, because of, I think, my type of engine in my car, I think I can only use synthetic oil. So my stuff always costs more.
Well, I know with higher mileage vehicles, like my old car before I got rid of it was an 06, and it had 209,000 miles on it. Like, I drove it till like just wasn't safe anymore. That thing needed higher mileage oil.
Yeah.
Like, it did.
I think my oil changes are always around like $70, $75.
Okay.
But like I said, I've got a German car, and you know, luxury car, so they like to do that and then tell you can't go anywhere else, so I kind of have no choice.
Let's talk to Brittany on the Joe and Alex show. Brittany, you got a story? Did this happen to you?
Oh yeah, I do. I'm surprised they only start charging $112. So my boyfriend's a boat mechanic and he also works on cars, and my brother works at a tire place, so I'm kind of set on all my cars, plus I know how to fix them myself.
Nice.
So I got this 2007 Jeep Liberty, and I had to change out the water pump, oil filter, air filter, brakes, rotors, everything. So I did all this, and then the last thing I needed was this oil change, but I had to go to work. So I was like, you know what, I'll just walk to work, and I'll take it to the oil place. So they tell me when I bring my car, when I go back to pick up my car, they bring up this giant list of stuff, and I know how much all this stuff costs. So they were like, oh, it's going to be $1,090. I'm like, wait, what? And they're like, oh, it's for the labor, not just the parts.
Yeah, the labor will get you, but $1,000 they tried to scam you out of?
Wow.
Yes, they told me I needed a whole new brake system, a new water pump, something was wrong with my engine. I was like, you all are lying, and I hate you guys now. I have no respect, because I used to go there all the time.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, you know, there's Satan, and then there's mechanics that try to scam you out of all of your money, especially as a female if you go by yourself.
But there are some good mechanics, and hopefully we can find one here. Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you have any knowledge to help us out?
Yeah, as I said, everyone should have a general knowledge of how to check your fluids, to top them off. I mean, some people are just gullible, and they are some good salesmen that'll, you know, shoot you a line and say you need this and this, but I know how to do everything on my own car. And for something I don't know, I ask my buddy, and my buddy will either fix it or he'll do it because he's ASC certified. And I'm like, and they're like, no, you don't need that, dude. What's he telling you need? And we just replaced a fuel pump, a water pump, and all the belts. And the guy tried to tell me when I went for an oil change, I need new belts. I said, you're a dummy. I said, I just replaced those, dude. I said, I know you're trying to sell me something.
Yeah,
I said,
no,
change
exactly.
My $20 oil change and then leave me alone.
Yeah, and doesn't that, like, that really gets me, because, like, you just said, you did that yourself, and they're, like, blatantly, like, telling you the exact thing that you changed, like, a week ago.
Yeah.
I hate that. Harvey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say, Harvey?
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, back in the day, they used to tell you every 3 months, 3,000 miles, you needed an oil change. That's actually not true anymore. I drive a 2013, and mine is up to 10,000 miles on conventional oil. So that's something you might want to look and do some background on your vehicle and see what that's rated at. Because a lot of times they don't tell you that at the oil change place. They'll put that 3 month sticker and set you. Sometimes they'll set you at 3,000, but sometimes they'll set you at 5. Sometimes they'll set you at 6. If you ever notice, those miles aren't always the same, especially on a newer car.
It's funny you say that, because I was so confused. He's got the screen where it went from $39 to $112, ripoff screen. But one thing he had there, and I didn't understand it, he's like, okay, well, and it was like the whatever place that I was at, I won't mention their name, their standard time they recommend changing the oil. And it was like 2,500 miles or 3,000 miles. But then like my manufacturer for the vehicle that I have said they suggested time to do it was like 5,000 to 7,000 miles. I'm like, you're just trying to get more money off me.
Exactly. They try to get you in there every 3 months or every 3,000, even though you don't need it.
I hate those guys. Listen, if you're one of those guys, I hate you.
I'm not just going to bend over and let you stick it to me like that, okay? It ain't gonna be happening right here. You're not doing anything with my dipstick.
You hear me?
Hey, thanks for your advice. If you couldn't get through, Alex and I are always looking for good places and services. Joe and Alex Show, tweet us and recommend a place. But don't do it if it's like your crazy uncle who doesn't really use oil anyways. He just puts like cooking spray in there.
He puts like maple syrup in your car.
Yeah, like I don't want maple syrup in my engine. That's not good.